You today, if you turn with us to Luke's Gospel, chapter number 23, I'd like to share with you a thought that has been upon my heart the last couple of days in Luke 23. I'd like to start reading in verse number 33 of Luke 23 and 33. The Bible said, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They parted His raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, the rulers also with them derided Him, saying, He saved others, let Him save Himself, if He be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked Him, coming to Him and offering Him vinegar, saying, If thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over Him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, This is the King of the Jews. One of the malefactors that were hanged railed on Him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked Him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you and we want to come to you again today to your throne of grace, thanking you, Lord, that you still save old sinners. I want to thank you for the Word of God today and how so many times it has spoken to my heart. Now I pray that you'd help me preach today, for I'm weak in body and I need your help. Lord, I stand in a place today where a man cannot do this by himself. And I ask you to help me, Lord. I pray that you'd touch the nearest one to a devil's hell this morning. God, you would save them by your amazing grace. I pray that you'd encourage the downtrodden. You'd encourage the discouraged today. Help us as a church, God, to keep us strong, keep our bright shining. Please protect this ministry. Thank you for the building program. Thank you, God, how you've blessed us with such great people. But Lord, it'd be just another building if you wasn't in our midst. And we sure do need you here in our church. Help us now to be a blessing, and we'll be careful to honor you. And thank you for everything that you do for us. In Jesus' name I pray, and I ask you, amen. And amen. I'm interested in Luke 23. I want to preach a little different this morning, and I won't be long at what I do today, but I want you to notice that where the Bible said, and when they were come to the place that is called Calvary, there they crucified Him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. In verse 42, one thief on the cross said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I want to preach on a simple subject this morning. If God had helped me and trust me, on Jesus won't leave you hanging. Jesus won't leave you hanging. Now, the Bible says a man that has friends must show himself friendly. But there is one that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm glad I know the Lord Jesus Christ that won't leave us hanging. Now, I want you to notice, first of all, I tell you, when Jesus won't leave you hanging, I got to looking at these two thieves. And in Luke's Gospel, the writer, being Luke, the great physician, wrote more about those thieves than any other writer. But in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all four writers alluded to the fact of these thieves. And I want to go to that of the rule of first mention this morning, found in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 41. And I want you to look what here is Matthew's writing, what he said about these thieves. And now the thought process on Jesus won't leave you hanging. I want to say, first of all, Jesus won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling. When your deeds are appalling. What are you talking about? When you're wretched and what you've done has been so bad and it's been so miserably ugly, I sure am glad there's a God in heaven that sent His Son to die on a cross that wouldn't leave us hanging. Thank God when our deeds are appalling. And you know, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I want to say I realize there's people in this church this morning, a lot like your preacher, that's got a bad, bad past. But it's something about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He cures back problems this morning. Hallelujah. I'm glad my sins are gone. And I've got no skeletons in my closet going to jump out and bark at me. Because Jesus didn't leave me hanging when my deeds were appalling. Now notice what the Bible calls them. In Matthew 27 and verse number 41, you'll notice here, the Bible simply says, "And likewise, also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, 'He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him.' And he trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he'll have him, for he said, 'I am the Son of God.' The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth." Now, I want to say something about when your deeds are appalling. Notice their bad name. The Bible simply said in one verse of 44, "the thieves also." You know, everybody in this town knew these men. They knew them by name, but God didn't put them in name. And let me tell you this morning, it's not important that if we know your name, but I'll trust you this, that God knows your name. And so they had a big name in the community. Oh my, and it wasn't a good name. I sure am glad that I preach at a church this morning, that we open the doors to a community and they all can come in and hear the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you'll notice that he won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling. Now they had a bad name. And then also in verse 44, they had a bad nature. They were thieves. And I'm going to tell you, all of our nature inside of us is wicked. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. You'll not get to heaven by doing good and trying to do better and with your works. For the Bible said that we're saved by grace through faith. And it's not of works, it's not of yourselves, lest a man should boast about it. But I'm going to tell you this morning, I sure am glad that Jesus won't leave us hanging when our deeds are appalling. Now, they had a bad name. They had a bad nature. But it was also a bad news. The Bible said the thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Isn't it amazing that God loved you even though you talked bad about him? Isn't it bad that God would love you even though that you would take his name in vain? Anybody that talked like that, they need their mouth washed out. Somebody say amen right there. But I can tell you one thing, friend, God loves sinners. And that's what we better never forget about, that He didn't leave us hanging when our deeds were appalling. When we were at our worst and doing our worst, not our best, but our worst, He loved us and died for us. And I sure am glad that He saved me one glorious day. I want to say that Jesus won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling. And I hear a lot of people in religion saying, "Well, we don't want so-and-so to come to our church. They're too rough." Well, let me tell you, that's who I love to see get saved by the grace of God. They realize what Jesus has done for them. And I'm going to tell you today, I'm glad that Jesus loves old sinners. And He won't leave you hanging. This world will. But Jesus won't leave you hanging. Now, He won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling, But in Mark 15, look where they're mentioned in the second mention. In Mark 15 and verse number 27, I want to say not only He won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling, but when your debts are appearing. When your debt is appearing, guess what? They got caught. And all through this Bible, anybody and everybody that has done wrong, they always get caught. I want to tell you something today. You may be living a life of falsehood. And you may be trying to cover it up, but I want to let you know something. The Lord's going to let it come to light. And I'm going to tell you, you can't cover it up from the Lord. There's no doubt. I don't know when these boys started stealing, but somewhere or another they started. Amen. And so, because they started stealing one time, they become thieves. Amen. That's sort of like a Muslim. Once you become a Muslim, then you could become a radical Muslim. Help me right there. It's got to be a start somewhere. Somebody said, well, we just welcome all Muslims. Well, they need to get saved. Because, see, that's where radical Muslims come from, is from Muslims. Y'all quiet. I don't care if you're quiet or not. I'm still going to preach. God never intended us to be a socialist country. And you listen to me, school kids, I don't care if it's in your literature book. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you die and go to hell in your sin. Ain't no Pope going to get you to heaven. Ain't no Muslim doctrine getting you to heaven. But Jesus can wash away all your sins this morning. I tell you why our forefathers had boundaries. It was to keep them gods out of this land. And now our borders are down. They brought all them gods up in here and they're setting up mosques and museums. And now the great religionist has become so social. They say, well, y'all just come on in here. Come on in, eat supper with us and go to church with us. And we're not going to preach nothing to offend nobody. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to stand on this blessed old book and say that Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Listen to me, young children. Mom and daddy, get them under preaching. Jesus saves. There's one way to heaven. Don't let your children die and go to hell. Now they got caught up with. And it put them on a cross. You watch this. The wages of sin is death. If you're playing with sin this morning, I tell you what it's going to do. God ain't going to bring it, but your sin's going to bring it. It's going to bring death and destruction. And when you get to playing with sin, those wages of the wages of sin brings death. It'll kill everybody around you when you start messing with sin. It'll start killing your job, killing your relationship, killing your home, and killing your friends. And don't think if you're playing with sin, it won't take you further. You start playing with sin, won't be long, it'll be playing you. And I know what I'm preaching about this morning. I didn't get this out of a book or a magazine. I know from a lifestyle of getting around the wrong crowd, it took me to places that I never did intend to go. But I'm glad on 1981, one August day, hallelujah, Jesus didn't leave me hanging, amen. Thank God I'm glad He didn't leave me hanging. Well, glory, I'm glad He didn't leave me hanging. He didn't leave me hanging, no doubt, when my deeds were appalling, awful. When my debts were appearing. Now, you'll notice in Mark 15, 27, you'll notice the Bible simply says this about those thieves. He said in Mark 15 and 27, and with Him they crucify two thieves, the one on His right hand and the other on His left. And here's the verse in 28. And the Scripture was fulfilled which saith, and He was numbered with the transgressors. Now, they were caught. They were convicted. And now they were being crucified. I want to say this. And I want to say it real plain this morning. Jesus won't even leave you hanging when others are crucifying you. We've all done things that we're not all real proud about. But I guarantee you one thing, I'm scared of sin as a rattlesnake. I don't want to pet around on it. It'll bite me. And I'm going to tell you, these boys got caught, they got convicted, and now they're being crucified. But one of them, Jesus, didn't leave him hanging. And I want to say today that even when your debts are appearing, in other words, your lifestyle's done caught up with you now. I read today in Colossians 2, verse 13. You're talking about a powerful verse. But in Colossians 2, and verse number 13, he said, "And you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him." Here's the word, "having forgiven you all trespasses." He said, even though you went places that posted signs was up and you went anyway. He said, you crossed the line in some things in life, but I want you to know that Jesus died for you and he can take care of all of your trespasses this morning. I sure am glad he won't leave us hanging when our debts are appearing. Now look what he says further. He says that blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. I sure am glad when our debts are appearing. Listen to your preacher today. Jesus paid the debt. He paid the price on Calvary's cross. And when your debts are appearing and they've all added up, I'm glad Jesus can cancel all of them transgressions as far as the east is from the west. I'm glad the Lord has got them all covered this morning. I want to say thirdly, not only Jesus won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling, when your debts are appearing, they've caught up with you, but in John 19, they're mentioned again. In verse 16, and I want to read this passage to you. In John's Gospel, chapter 19 and verse 16, look what John says about these thieves. "Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. They took Jesus and led him away. He bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him. And two other with him, on either side one, and Jesus in the midst." Now look in verse 31, they died. And look what happens. "Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him." Now what you thought there, preacher? Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesus won't leave you hanging, church, when your deeds are appalling and when your debts are appearing. But here, when your despisers are approving. You know what they said? They deserve to die. When people's beating you, when people is breaking you, and when people is bad-mouthing you, I'm glad Jesus won't leave you hanging. As a matter of fact, a lot of us deserved what these thieves got. You'll notice when they were crucified, they would come by, and the reason they'd break their legs is to be sure that they suffocated, to be sure they were dead. Because the only way they lived on the cross is to raise up off their feet in order to breathe. And Roman soldiers came by and break the legs of both of them. But when they got to Jesus, they never did break his legs. Because the old prophet had done said, there'll never be a bone broken in his body. I sure am glad that he's the spotless Lamb of God. And isn't it amazing when people is beating you and breaking you and bad-mouthing you, Jesus won't leave you hanging. Amen.
I'm glad there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You better watch that old religious Pharisee attitude. Every one of us ought to be in hell this morning. When they got caught, they said, y'all deserve what you got. Go break their legs and beat on them and badmouth them. But honey, not Jesus. Jesus hung on an old lonely cross and saved that old boy and got him out of hell by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm glad he won't leave you hanging this morning, friend. Boy, when people's beating on you, breaking you, and bad mouthing you, Jesus won't leave you hanging. I'm glad he's on my side, Brother Jerry. And he loves me. And I'm going to close this message with this thought this morning about these old thieves. You see, he won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling. A lot of you think, well, preacher, I'm too wicked for Jesus to save me. No, honey, Jesus died for everybody. And there's not a soul Jesus can't save this morning. When your deeds are appalling, when your debts are appearing, even though you've got caught up with, and now it's done mounted up on your account, Jesus can take care of all your sins this morning. When your despisers are approving. You know what makes me want to live right, Brother Lee? The people that hate Ken Bowman. Can I just be honest with you? I don't never want to live a lifestyle where somebody said, I told you so. It means something to this preacher for your babies to come up to him and say, preacher, I love you. It means something to me to have a congregation that loves me, prays for me. But I'm going to be honest with you, one thing really keeps me running strong in the low times is just the people that talk about me. I want to prove them wrong. Them old boys in the bass club I was running with about 30 years ago, you know what they said? It'll wear off, it has, with most everybody else. One old jealous preacher I said under one time, Brother Mike, God called me to preach. He didn't like me because I had too much fire. He wanted me to be dead like the rest of that bunch. That's what he said. That'll wear off you and you'll lose them tears. I'm glad by the, Brother Michael, and only by the grace of God, I hadn't yet. And when all of your despisers is chiming in on you, and let's let something dawn on you. Everybody don't love you neither. You may love yourself. You may love yourself, but you've got a few enemies out there. I can tell you why you got some enemies. If you love Jesus, you always going to have some enemies. I've been talked about because I won't let the church become a museum. I've had to take some stands, and you have too. But aren't you glad that Jesus won't leave you hanging? When I, y'all, if I wasn't done preached out, I don't think y'all would hold me on this sermon this morning. That's a truth, you know it? Isn't that true? Jesus won't leave you hanging. Hey, let me ask y'all something. That crowd just running, smoking weed with, drinking, carousing, going places, doing things you're ashamed of, where are they today? Look around who's standing with you. Jesus, Brother Joe. Me and Brother Joe's been off hunting together, stayed in hotels, deer stands together. We've shared some things. Jesus ain't never left me hanging. I've done things I'm not proud of. I can relate to where many live this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus loves you. There's nothing that you've ever done that He wouldn't forgive you. You say He won't leave you hanging when your deeds are appalling, your debts are appearing, and your despisers are approving. But lastly, I sure am glad of Luke 23, the last mention. He won't leave you when death is approaching. Luke 23. You say, well, preacher, let me ask you this. Miss Emily, I want you to come this morning. Luke 23, I want you to notice. Verse 33, you say, well, He won't leave you hanging because, first of all, the truth that's examined. The truth that's examined. Look what He said in Luke 23, and you'll find it. He simply said in verse number 34, this said Jesus, Father, forgive them. He could never say that anywhere else except at the cross. Because when He cried, Father, forgive them, you know where He was? He was right in the midst of two thieves. The intercessor. And in this statement, Father, forgive them, there's a truth examined. Listen to you, preacher. Only at the cross can you get forgiveness. There's a trust that is eternal. In verse 42, and He said, not they said, but just one of them. And I'm going to tell you, He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me. Don't remember us, but remember me. See, this thing of being saved is individual. Lord, remember me when Thou comest into Thy kingdom. You say, preacher, He won't leave you hanging when death is approaching. That's exactly right. This man was fixing to die. And we don't know this morning who's next in this assembly. We don't know. Could be a young person. Could be old. We don't know. But we know this. When death is approaching, Jesus won't leave you hanging. Because the truth that is examined, a trust that's eternal. He said, Lord, remember me. But then a testimony that's exceptional. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Did you know that the Lord would save you this morning? Did you know that the Lord would forgive you of what you've done if you would simply trust Him? You know, we can go through all the pages of the Bible and we come to Luke 23, and if we're going to heaven, we better line up by Luke 23. Jesus died. And only from the cross does there come forgiveness. And that old thief that had got caught, there was Jesus between him and the other. And by the way, this was the one on the left side. Study your Bible. But Brother Joe, by grace at Calvary, He can reach and get you and put you on the right side. And He said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I wonder this morning, Miss Emily plays. I'd like to open this altar. Is there anything that you need from the Lord today? I know many have come. This is the main thrust of my heart this morning on this sermon. If you'd come and be saved, Jesus won't leave you hanging, but you've got to trust Him. You see, one could have went to heaven that day, but he died and went to hell as far as we know. But one trusted Jesus. He went to heaven to be with Him that night. See, that's what trusting Jesus will do. It'll save you. And I'm glad it's a great eternal truth this morning. Young person, do you need to be saved today? Older person, do you need to come and be saved? Would you take a step out in that aisle this morning and come to an old-fashioned altar and call upon Jesus that would save you and change your life? You say, preacher, I don't want to go by myself. Reach and grab somebody by you. They'll come pray with you this morning. Do you want to trust Him? Would you get up right out of your seat right now? Many of you have heard preaching a long time. Now, would you respond to the Lord knocking on your heart? Would you respond to the Holy Spirit of God as He deals with your heart? And if you want to be saved, you can be this morning. He won't leave you hanging, friend. He loves